What You Deserve by Lori Selke. He left me a voicemail the morning of our date. "Tonight, my dear Deidre," he rumbled into the phone, "you're going to get what you deserve." He added a few details: a time for me to appear at his apartment, instructions to let myself in, and read the note he would leave me on the dining room table, which would provide further guidance. Jake and I had been dating long enough for me to not only have the key to his apartment, but a small dresser drawer dedicated to my personal effects in his bedroom. We were an item. We only had eyes for each other. Our friends laughed admiringly at our continued chemistry. If they only knew. I wasn't Jake's full-time submissive. Neither of us was interested in that. But when we were together, the energy was undeniable. I wanted to please him, and he loved to put me through my paces. We'd figured out our mutual kinkiness early on and indulged it every chance we got. I'd worn a play collar for him once or twice. Okay, a couple dozen times. He had toys he'd bought just to use on me. A little trust game like this one was par for the course for us. Something not too heavy, but not entirely frivolous. Serious fun. It was a journey we'd embarked upon after one too many nights entangled together, whispering our sexual secrets to each other in the dark. Somehow it was always easier for me if I couldn't see his face when I made my true confessions. He had noticed how turned on I got when he pulled my hair. Yes, he had. When he slapped my ass once or twice, or held my head down on his delectable cock. He liked to watch me blush when he trailed his fingers along my jawline. The rest felt as inevitable as gravity. If I was ever supposed to be ashamed of my submissive desires for Jake, then I must have cut that class in school. I rushed home after work and quickly showered and changed my clothes. Jake's voicemail hadn't left any specific instructions as to my attire, so I dressed for myself. I put on a casual dress with a black crossover top and a pretty black and white graphic print skirt. It always made me feel like an old-time pre-Technicolor movie star. Black bra, black panties, bare legs, men's loafer-inspired pumps. Kind of like what I'd wear to the office, only a little bit funkier.